This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Sirens being played around the country. Major mayors are saying, arrest anyone that leaves their homes. They'll pay neighbors to snitch on you. Create the illusion that we're under martial law. We're not. Jim Hoff's been vindicated so far as the curve begins to break way lower than what they said. He'll be joining us for a few segments. And we'll continue on with your calls. But right now we're going to calls. Let's talk to who's been holding the longest here. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Georgia. Chris, what is the next phase after this pandemic?
Alex Jones, what's up, man? This is Chris. I've been listening to you for over 10 years, so thanks for taking my call. I wanted to say I've been on your product since 2009, and, man, they're a game changer because not only do they provide benefits for you, but they also change your mindset to, hey, I want to live healthier, I want to eat healthier. I want to take care of myself better, and it's been a life changer for me. So thank you for all your products.
Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir. Hey, now, so that's my question is, I know you're always forward thinking, what is the next phase? Because I think, to me, this seems like just a test, because like you said, it's not near as powerful as some of the things they have in some of these biosafety level 4 labs. What is the next level? Because every time they get done with, they got done with the impeachment, now this comes, and it's been since Trump's been the president.
Well, I think this has been so successful, devastating the economy, and Americans on average have been so pliant, and Americans that aren't pliant haven't been vocal enough, that the Chi-Coms, the deep state, will now launch a more dangerous, a more deadly bio attack because they found the weak spot. They took the big guns out with this. Now they've got bioweapons experts, army colonels coming out saying clearly the Chi-Coms probably launched this. We know it's man-made, so they definitely leaked it. They're certainly using it. And the media is certainly hyping it. So you're seeing that America is literally under attack. So I would say they'll keep doing more of this. The Russia gate, the Ukraine gate, the race war garbage, the Trump's a rapist BS didn't work. And so they'll keep targeting the economy, and they'll have election fraud. That's why Kentucky governor said they're going to let folks vote without IDs. And that's happening. Democrats are doing this all over the country. So I think that's what's coming next to Chris.
Yeah, and I see that. I see that, you know, immediately once this starts coming out, they say, oh, let's have the election by mail. They're going, I think there's some definite election fraud in the world.
Oh, yeah, this helps every agenda they want, my friend.
Awesome, man. Thanks for taking my call, Alex.
Chris, you are awesome for calling. God bless you. You're the reason we're here, so understand, you know, that you're the folks that run the show here. All right, let's talk to Christine in California. Got about 2 minutes with her before Jim Hoff. What do you think's happening? Christina from California.
Well, hi. I've been a long-term listener off and on of yours, and I agree with most of your stuff. The constitutionality of what's going on is kind of mixed. In the section that says that habeas corpus shall not be suspended except in case of war or insurrection because the public safety is at issue, the public safety is right there entrenched in the Constitution as an issue. Now, the health department is not enforcing criminal law but civil and health codes. Therefore, it's been determined a long time ago they don't need a warrant, though in many cases they may need to give prior notice of inspection. So what is going on here is not inherently unconstitutional, but public safety is an issue, and when you overdo it and endanger the public safety by overdoing it, that could be the very issue that does make this lockdown constitutional.
Yeah, we have a total depression. Millions will starve to death, and it'll be a war. Yeah, exactly. I mean, stalling the economy is the guaranteed biggest health disaster you'll ever see.
The second thing is, I have a question for you. You mentioned that years ago you knew all these people, attended parties, rituals, etc. Did you ever hear of an altar being in use that was a slab stone on the ground, not elevated, ankle high to a man's ankle, about, you know, real thick, real heavy, has to be lifted by 4 guys, usually has grooves on it, I guess, to catch the blood.
Christina, if you'll hold, because Hoff's got a few segments with us, and I'll come back to you. I wasn't in a bunch of rituals. I knew rich people that were into the occult growing up in Dallas. Then I snuck into Bohemian Grove. I knew some Hollywood folks. But I want to be clear, I've not been running around, engaging in rituals. I mean, I did have sex with Satanist sex operatives. I mean, I've had sex with Satanists trying to recruit me, but I've not been in Satanism. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement. We are selling out of all of our high-quality iodine products at InfoWarsStore.com. The Super Blue toothpaste that has it along with the Nano Silver and, of course, the tea tree oil. That is selling out, still 50% off. We already sold out of the Super Silver toothpaste. Survival Shield X3 in 2-ounce bottles, it'll be sold out within 2 weeks. Already sold out of the X2. But despite that, I'm going to sell it out at 60% off. Never offered this for that because I want you to see how amazing it is just in general everyday life, not even during these insane crises. Research it for yourself and get your Super Blue toothpaste and your X3 while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products with thousands of five-star reviews, and they fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. X3, 60% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and Super Blue, 50% off.
Together, yeah, right. And then, of course, we have air raid sirens with the police driving around with them. Jim Hoff joins us after he leaves us in about 20, 30 minutes. We're going to go back to your calls, and Paul Watson is loaded for bear, as always, hosting the fourth hour today. And then we've got the War Room 3 to 6, then we'll re-air an hour of my show, and then Robert Barnes will be in with American Countdown, and that is from 7 to 9 live, and they take your calls. Got a special guest. I'm told he has some big guests tonight. Jim Hoff to GatewayPundit.com. And he has been chronicling this very accurately. I'm not going to re-air it because of time constraints. We played it twice today. We can show the graphs of Cuomo yesterday saying essentially it looks like they've gone over the top, not just crested in hospitalizations, deaths, and the rest of it. It looks like it started about April 1st, making this the April Fool's thing. They're going to claim victory that lockdown made this happen. There may be new infections, but Jim Hopp has been saying this was overhyped from the beginning. I think it's always safe to be safe, but clearly the Democrats want this to be bad to shut the economy down. They admit that. They're set to try to keep California shut for months and months and months. They're announcing to try to hold the country hostage. So Jim Hoff has been very prescient in this with his sources around the world. So I wanted to give him the floor of the next two segments to see what he thinks is coming next. Jim, thanks for joining us.
Hey, great to be with you, Alex. Good to be back.
Well, where do you want to start? I mean, you're being vindicated right now. I mean, I hope that it continues to go down. They're just saying that they did this because they shut things down, but it's way lower than what they said it would be if we had a lockdown.
Right. You know what's amazing, Alex, is they've gone from 1 to 2 million projected deaths. That was about 9 days ago. And then they went to 100,000 to 200,000 projected U.S. deaths. That was about 8 days ago. And then over the weekend, these are the same people they're using their model for to shut down our economy. Over the weekend, then on Sunday night, after their other projections blew up on them, they projected now that it's 80,000 U.S. deaths from this coronavirus. So they continue to keep, switching these projections and going lower and lower and lower. And in fact, I looked at the numbers today. And if you look at the what they projected, even since they altered their numbers on Sunday, they're already off by another 20%. They've overhyped it by another 20% since Sunday. So they're going to have to lower this again if we don't see these trend lines starting to change. It's really amazing. And Alex, I don't know if you shared this on your show or not, but last week, when they switched their numbers from 2 million projected deaths down to 200,000, a factor of 10, when they did that, Dr. Birx went in front of the nation and said, it's wonderful. All you guys did it. You stayed at home. You're doing social distancing. And that's what brought us this, you know, tenfold reduction in our projections. Alex, they have no science behind that. They have nothing that they can show us that proved that that's what brought these numbers
down.
Well,
sure, this is scripting like right out of Hollywood, where they script themselves and cast themselves as the heroes.
Oh, absolutely. So it doesn't matter what happens, they're still going to be the heroes. And it's just, you know, so as you've been reporting, as we've been reporting at Gateway Pundit, we've already seen 10 million people without jobs. That number is growing by the week. And these people are, as you said, what is their end game here? When are they going to open up the economy again? Dr. Fauci said last week that they're going to wait till they have no deaths and no new cases. And that's somewhere in, what, 2059 or something? So it's insane what's going on. I'm really glad that you're there to report on this.
You got a lot of breaking stuff at GatewayPlanet.com. I mean, I'm actually envious over at InfoWars how much you break. Looking at it and all your sources, I know you're close to the White House. We've got some folks close as well. Trump's thought this is right. Overblown and an attack on the economy from the beginning. He tried to get everybody to settle down, but he knew the hysteria was so bad. If he didn't go along with some of it, they blamed him for every death. So I think he's balanced this quite well. But what's the feeling from your sources in the White House of what the president thinks and when he wants to try to reopen the economy?
Well, I can tell you one thing about the White House. Alex, as you know, we used to have a reporter who was inside that White House. And we're getting a lot of news lately that there was a reporter in there yesterday who works for this Phoenix channel that's owned by the communist Chinese. When we had a reporter in there, he was treated like crap. We see these reporters every day attack this president, and yet they treat people like you, like Gateway Pundit, like OAN. As, you know, heretics and criminals.
They just
kicked
OAN out, who the president loves, is because the president is surrounded by deep state trash.
All over the room. And that's just how they treated our reporter when he was in there, Lucian Wintrich, a couple years ago. They even physically attacked him. You know, this didn't get a lot of play, but that was, you know, this is how they treat people. In fact, when I was in the White House press room, and I was there with Lucian one time, the Canadians were there. Justin Trudeau was in town. He was doing a presser with Donald Trump. And the Canadian reporters said to Lucian and I, they said, hey, you guys aren't from here, are you? You're different than the rest. They said, because you guys are nice. The rest of these reporters are just jerks. I mean, just really mean, nasty people. So, that's what we have, questioning this president every day, trying to, you know, set him up, trying to just one constant attack after another. Really just awful people in that room.
And I don't think you can overstate that when I've been around the Democrats in D.C. lining up to go in a committee room. They are literally the most villainous, rat-like scumbags, Oliver Darcy, the personification. And then they run around policing everyone. A mere complaint by them and you're banned or thrown out of things. Just, I don't like how he looked at me. Oh, your royalness. And then just throw you out.
Right. Well, we see that all the time, how people get attacked just for being conservative. And how the left is trying to ruin their careers and ruin their, if they have a job somewhere, they try to attack their the people who hire them. It's, you know, this is who the left is. Of course, Alex, nobody's been more persecuted than you. But, you know, these people are something else. I was in a hearing a year and a half ago. I know we're getting off topic, but I was in a hearing with Jared Nadler. And a couple other of these Democrats, and I swear to God, Alex, it felt like Satan walked in the room when that guy came in. I felt this dark presence walk in the room.
Oh, you're not kidding. The first time I felt that was around Hillary, and then Janet Reno, she looked at me, and I'm not a person that's easily scared. I had a chill go up me, and it was you. I palpably felt the evil.
Yeah, well, that's how it was for me. Absolutely. So that's who we're dealing with, and you know this, and I know this, and so we just got to do what we can to push forward and.
Well, let me ask you this: we're going to go to break. A segment coming up. How do you think it's going for the deep state and the media hyping it? I think yet again it's failing when I'm seeing at the grassroots, and people are ready to reopen.
Oh, absolutely! I think they are. I'm in St. Louis, Missouri. That certainly we haven't seen. I think we had 18 deaths in the whole state of Missouri right now. People are wanting to go back to work, but you know it's kind of frightening too, Alex. And it's a lot of these people just immediately just fell in line when they started doing all these restrictions on their freedoms, and that's very concerning. You know, there's a, we put up a story this morning. Again, we put in how in Hartford they had Hartford, Connecticut, they have a news station there promoting this app so that you can snitch on your neighbors if you see them breaking their social distancing. So it's really just, you know, pure Marxism.
Did you see what the mayor of L.A. said? It's good to be a snitch. Report on your neighbors. We'll give you money.
It sounds like something straight out of the Soviet Union, something I used to read about as a kid. And it's happening here within a month. It's just shocking.
Well, I'll say this. We've had a coming out of the left in the last 5 years. They are just down and dirty authoritarians. And I want to ask, we come back. Why are they doing it? Why do they think it's going to work? Maybe they're just conditioning us. What do you think Trump should do? What do you think should happen in the election? 209 days out. Will they cancel it all together? How long will this hysteria go? Jim Hoff, GatewayPundit.com. Excellent site. You all know it. Bookmark it. Remember, sharing articles from GatewayPundit.com and NewsWars.com and Bandoff Video is a revolutionary act. You're the only way we get around the total censorship. And thanks to you doing it, in many ways, we're bigger and stronger than ever. So we salute you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Listening to the antidote for fake news. It's Alex Jones
and Jim Hoffman, GatewayPundits.com. Look, just because we're here saying don't panic, this looks like a bunch of hype and they keep lowering the projections, doesn't mean we're not saying that there aren't dangerous viruses in the world. But the idea that you have a vaccine for the common cold, they've never done it because it mutates too much. Same thing with the flu. And so the fact that the media and the system are going to do this, it shows if this doesn't get rid of Trump, because I don't think this is going to work either, what comes next? What do they do next, Jim, with all these Democrats, you know, nurses saying, oh, everybody's dying, turns out it's fake? I mean, they don't ever seem to back down. They just get crazier and crazier. Where does all this hysteria go?
Yeah, I dread to think what could come next, Alex. You know, I do pray, and I'm sure I'm one of your many listeners who praise for this president every day and for his safety, because they've done so much to him to try to take this man down, but they just haven't been able to do it. This wild virus that we're fighting now that doesn't seem to target any of the children, any of the teens, even people in their 20s and 30s, they're not being hit by this. I must tell you, Alex. The story in a St. Louis News about a week ago was this 31-year-old girl lost her life to this coronavirus. And of course, that was big news, and it was news all over the country. Well, they finally put pictures of this girl out. She was probably about 350 pounds. So we're seeing that this is not attacking actually the healthy, under 30, under 40 crowd. A really weird virus. Usually they attack a lot of children dying the flu every year, you know. So it's a strange things that are happening, but the media is doing everything they can to push this narrative that this is going to wipe out the whole country, or it's going to be like a Spanish flu where 1 in 100 Americans were killed, and we're just not seeing those numbers.
Well, we had a paramedic call in, and he said, "Look, if you don't have a proper level of zinc, you take hydroxychloroquine; it can get your levels off." And I'm not a doctor. I'm telling the folks that that's what people got to be careful, period. A lot of these people that are young dying, it turns out they had weird treatments. Like you said, they already had cancer. They already had heart problems. It's incredible. Jim, I got to ask a million questions, and I've got them. What else is front and center at Gateway Pundit's radar? What else do you want to talk about?
Well, you know, daily right now, we're kind of updating the numbers and following that. They're saying that the peak is going to come, you know, by the 19th. And, Alex, you put this up earlier. We may have already hit the peak in America. We're not really sure where it is right now, but we do know that the numbers, since they adjusted them on Sunday, they're already 20% off, and they're lower than the numbers that they brought way down that were listed on Sunday. So not really sure where this goes. I do know, though, that, God help this president. He's, walking on a tightrope, trying to balance the health of the people in this country with the economy. It's really an impossible task, but I think if anybody can do it, it will be Donald Trump.
Well, I've got to say, having over 100 crew members with the media operation we have and being 46 and having four kids and experiencing things, I see the insecure or ignorant thing that young people say, but also folks have never really run anything. Oh, he should do this, he should do that, or wave a wand, do this, wave a wand, do that. And then I know as a manager what Trump's going through, but at a level 10,000 times harder, that you see how nuanced and genius level he really is to be able to work so hard, to continually be on the ball and to handle this. I mean, we just thank God we've got Trump. And not so. I mean, can you imagine Joe Biden during this?
Oh, my gosh. He wouldn't even know what the hell's going on. You know, it's really scary. And the fact that he's trying to attack Trump now. I think it's really amazing that I even saw this yesterday. The Democrats want to start some sort of an investigation on Trump for all the mistakes he's made, which have been
Zero.
Oh, yeah, that was
zero.
My next question. They're the ones sending it in. They're the ones that open the borders. They're the ones that should let the Chinese fly in. And now they're starting a 9/11 commission with – sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. They're the ones who have – who outlaw the plastic bags. They're the ones who, you know, have people living on the street, and they think that that's okay. So all these Democrat plans are falling apart, and yet now they want to blame Donald Trump. I did notice yesterday, though, that one of these Democrats said, yeah, we want to start after, you know, after January and February and March, right? Because that's because Donald Trump, you know, banned the flights from China at the end of January, something no world leader would do. Donald Trump was the first to do it.
That's right. They even said exactly where to tailor the investigation to after they said leave everything open and federal judges tried to keep Trump tied.
Right, right. Another thing that happened yesterday, Alex, for your listeners and viewers, Trump was asked about this, you know, so they tried to, you know, ambush him like they always do. They asked him about this Inspector General in the Health and Human Services. He didn't know who they were talking about at first. So he asks a few questions. He does this live, Alex, in front of the nation. This man is so brilliant that he was able to ask the questions, and by the end of that, you know, segment, he was able to say, yeah, well, this is an Obama holdover, a deep state hack. There you have it. And he does that live on national TV. It's really remarkable what he's able to do. I don't know if anybody would have, you know, the intellect and the balls to do something like that live while they're being questioned.
And you can see him, his brain's resting like a supercar engine. And then as soon as he gets attacked, you see the eyes open up, the brain speeds up, and he's got the answer. It's incredible.
Yeah, he's an incredible president, and he's the only one who we would want in charge at this time because he's just done a remarkable job. I've heard people say that even with this plan they put forward to help businesses, some business owners are already saying it was easy to fill out. They had everything there. All the questions that I would have, they were already answered, and they felt like they had an easy time applying for this business loan that's coming out right now. So, you know, even in that respect, Trump has it covered.
And I like the fact that it's not just a big corporate bailout. It's direct money, and then it's forgiven as a loan. If you're going to helicopter money to restart the economy, you've got to do it directly to the people if you're going to go down that road.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a great plan, and it's something you had to do. And so, you know.
What about the fiscal conservative argument that, well, you know, this is going down the road to inflation? They're putting us in a depression by design. This is kickstarting things to stop a depression. I understand that you can fiscally poke holes in it, but the world's inflating their currencies. This is a global system. So now we have to be in charge on top when the other countries go down so that we have the world currency and not them.
Oh, that's brilliant, Alex. Yeah, I didn't think of that, but that makes a lot of sense. And Trump, if anyone can bring us out of this you know, this crisis we're in, it's Donald Trump. And again, like you said, putting money in the hands of small business owners was a brilliant move because that's where most of the jobs come from in America.
Amazing. GatewayPundit.com, breaking articles. How many articles do you guys write and post a day? It's amazing.
You know, Alex, we're putting about 30 up a day, and our traffic continues to grow. Like you, we've been attacked by the left. They target us all the time. They smear us. They do everything they can to take away our social media and to take away our influence. But you know what, Alex? Our numbers just keep growing year over year. We feel blessed. And I know if anybody can relate to what I'm talking about, it's you and InfoWars and your great staff. It's just unfortunate we're living in this time period. As you mentioned earlier, just a few moments ago, you know, the left has become just some Marxist tyrants. And you don't even feel comfortable in a room with them. They're so dark. And that's what we're up against.
That's right. They've decided which side they're on. Jim Hall, thank you so much. We'll be back with Paul. Stay with us.
BioPQQ. Research that. Look into it for yourself. Big Brother and the globalists don't want you to. CoQ10. Oh, you probably want to spend some time researching CoQ10. And then research DNA Force Plus and the types that we have in here. The very best forms of BQQ and CoQ10. And then a whole bunch of other natural ingredients from Mother Nature that are known to supercharge it all. This is our best-selling overall formula.
And I told listeners at the end of last year that we can't sell products at 50% off anymore because there's not enough markup in them to fund our operations. But because of what's happening and going on in the world right now, I really want everybody who hasn't used or tried or enjoyed the benefits of DNA Force Plus to have DNA Force Plus for yourself and your family. DNA Force Plus now, 50% off.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
I got off the riverboat in New Orleans in the spring of 82. I walked into a gambling house, as gamblers often do. Myself a drink, and I joined in a poker game. The dealer was a woman, so I asked her for her name. She smiled at me so pretty, but a hush fell over the place as a big man crossed the table, stood up and slapped my face. Bowie knife, long glitter and steel. Life, you can bet my Bowie knife will.
All right, we went live with the video 2 hours ago at Man.Video, and I'm really pleased to see it has 33,875 views. That's great. But we have over 1 million listeners an hour, conservatively, just on AM stations, according to the ratings. What if the 1 million people that listen throughout this hour went to Man.Video and sent that video to everyone they knew and said, this is the group behind the coronavirus and the coming poisoned vaccine. They're fighting around the clock to shut us down. They've run espionage operations against us to take us off air. Thanks to you and prayers and patriots in the government that have countered it and proud corporations, they've not been able to do it, but it's been one hell of a fight because we're over the target. But what is the name of the video? We'll put it back on screen for folks. Historic evidence is clear. Bill and Melinda Gates worked for the globalists that are carrying out depopulation. Shocking. Historian exposes Bill Gates' ties to Nazis and more. And I don't know what headline you give, but it's a bunch of historians and a bunch of documents, and it just shows the facts. I mean, did you know his mom basically ran IBM? Did you know his dad ran Planned Parenthood? Did you know who they worked for? David Rockefeller. Thomas Watson's son at IBM as well. You know who they funded. You know who these people are. You know why their fingerprints are all over everything. This is life and death information. All right, I'm going to go back to the calls. Christine and Tim and Wayno and Ryan and Greg and Chris and Nathan and Justin and Tina. Before Paul Watson takes over next hour, we're going to get to all of you. Let me just throw this out. They've been sold out of the Alexa Pure Breezes for about 2 months because everybody knows they're so powerful. It's a four-stage ion filter. You can get other brands for $600, $700. You find a lot of their good brands for $400. This is the least expensive brand you're going to find out there. When they first came out 5-6 years ago, they were $350 a piece, discounted $250. Now they're discounted about right now down to $200, 30% off. Winter Sun is also back in stock. So you want to take advantage of this. We just received a limited emergency supply of the Alexa Pure Breeze air filters. Get yours today at 30% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Four-stage ion filter has a first-level filter you just take and wash off, put back in every few weeks or every few months, whatever you think is best. It's the last chance to get your Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system before we completely sell out. The Breeze uses a four-stage purification process that eliminates 99.97% of airborne contaminants like mold, allergens, bacteria, and even cold and flu viruses. Units like this can cost as much as $800, but we're bringing it to you for $195. Alexa Pure Breeze is a necessity for any clean home. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com and save 30% while supplies last. That's InfoWarsStore.com. And with all the particulates and all the crap, forget this virus. Yeah, it's serious. It's just good to do this, period. And I've got them all over the office, all over the place, and at my house. Two of them will do a small house. One of them will do a cabin. This office has probably got 15 of them in it. I mean, this room's got one. All the major rooms have one. And we just got to remember every month to clean the first-level filter off because you look at it and you're like, wow, I also have the ducts cleaned out every year. It's an important thing to do. InfoWarsStore.com and your purchase funds the operation. Winter Sun Plus is back in stock. High-quality vitamin D3. 50% off. We're going to sell out of it. It's sold out for 4 months. 50% off. X3 is selling out. We still have it, the 2-ounce bottles, 60% off. Look at what true deep earth crystal iodine does for you and your family and take action today. And I would get Swerbal Food, which we're able to let you order again after the 2-week pause, not for the virus, but for the craziness of what's happening in the world today. You see how dependent we are on every day going to the store. So get prepared. Prepping is now super fashionable. Well, we've got the best prepping supplies at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, let's go down to Christine. She was asking me, I've researched the occult and the globalists quite a bit. I did sneak into Bohemian Grove, and when I was growing up, I did keep running into a lot of real dark occultic stuff in Dallas. It's more New Agey here in Austin, but there's some of that going on here as well. And I did, you know, a few times go out with really rich, beautiful, older girls that turned out were trying to recruit me into Luciferianism, basically. So I did brush into some of that, but I was never willingly a participant in it. I did twice get taken to really serious stuff, and I left. One time I had to, well, I'm not going to get into it. It just doesn't sound like reality. It's just too incredible, like everything we do here. But I have beat people's asses. I'll just leave it at that. So let's just go to you. You're asking about a low-level altar. There's all sorts of occults and a lot of witchcraft. A lot of kind of entry door Wicca stuff has low stone tables that they do rituals on. I have seen those in documentaries and like on History Channel and things, but I've never actually infiltrated any group or anything and saw that type of thing. Well, what's your question getting at? I'm interested.
Okay, 20 years ago, a little more than that, I met him, but I've been with this guy for 20 years, okay? And over the years, I tried at various times to extract enough information that I could bag him and his friends, but it really wasn't possible. But I decided to leaving the personal relationship out, here's the thing. He was part of the element that was actually present for human sacrifices. And the first I got wind of this was a friend's grandson who had been killed apparently as a security leak. And, okay, he was in San Mateo County in San Francisco, in California, which has a reputation as the most corrupt county in the state.
Oh, there's this devil worship from end to end of the state.
Right, but I mean, this one, here's the thing. This was one of the few counties that did not have the sheriff's office be the same as the coroner's office, which is a pretty common thing across the country and should be illegal. Because when you have the coroner as the sheriff, if the sheriff's up to something, then, you know...
Well, have you seen the movie Race with the Devil? I think it's the name of it. It's excellent. It's like based in Texas Hill Country, and they see a sacrifice, and then the police are chasing them. Super, super good movie. A lot of these towns are actually been taken over by Satanists. Ted Gunderson told me that 25 years ago. Last year, it was released FBI files on the FBI website of indeed some of the investigations Gunderson was involved, where Satanists got partial control of small towns.
Yes, and for example, in Hollister, California, what I noticed after I did a lot of researching, would recognize some lingo. The webpage for the city, it would have, you know, normal statements, but like something of something else. The of instead of OF was spelled OV, and the something or other, the V was spelled, instead of THE, was spelled THEE, which is Genesis P, Origins, Temple of Psychic Youth, Satanist Operation.
Yeah, all sorts of, exactly. In the French Revolution, they were into changing language and letters and doing things in reverse. And what it is just organized crime using Satanism as an operating system. Just like MS-13 to get, you know, become an inner member, you got to torture a young innocent person to death for Satan, and that's exactly what goes on. All right, well, God bless you, man. I appreciate your call. Now I got to get to everybody. Now we'll go to break, and I'm going to go to everybody. I've got to get to you before Watson comes up because he's got a lot to cover, and I know he wants the full time on air. We love having Watson on; he's very, very popular, and he reaches a lot of people, and we appreciate it that Watson does great work with us. And so that's coming up. And again, I just keep saying this because It's everything. If you get excited and you spread the word about the local AM or FM station you're listening to, or if you spread the word about the local TV station, or you tell folks about newswars.com, and you tell people, hey, this is the forbidden info, this is what they don't want you to have, people will tune into it and then tell them, spread the word, and it's a chain reaction. We've been doing it successfully, and they are so pissed. But if I'm going to risk my life to do this, I want to do it for the maximum effect, and I know you do as well. So join the fight if you haven't already and intensify your Paul Revere operations.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S.
Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We already played this clip, but it's on InfoWars.com. This is the UN. And then Tucker Carlson asked, how will Americans respond if health authorities remove family members from their homes? Oh, you've got COVID-19. Oh, you've got the antibody. Oh, you're... This is just total tyranny. Government's lack of exit strategy sparks concern. Trump's health advisor, Dr. Fauci, says there we may never go back to normal. That's a quote. Well, Bill Gates is running that. Remember that. Big article on InfoWars.com. Social distancing. Man arrested for playing t-ball with his daughter wife in empty park. That's in Colorado. It's all the leftist areas. All the leftist areas. MSM continues pushing China coronavirus propaganda. It's an axis of globalists against you and your family. Get vocal or get enslaved. Let's move quickly now. Let's go ahead and talk to Tina in South Carolina. Thanks for calling, Tina.
Hey, Alex. Been following you for about 20 years. Great product. Yeah, we all know that Bill Gates, the Rockefellers, all the elites, was behind creating and are on CDC. Fauci, he's a sellout. He's deep state. He's bought.
I mean, he's been with him since day one. I'd say he's actually like one of David Rockefeller's fingers.
Oh hell yeah! And we all know that this if Trump does not win, because most Americans will vote for Trump. If they happen to cheat and say that Joe Biden wins the presidency. Do you know, we will have a civil war.
That's right. That's and they plan to say Again, that'll be the next fall. They're beta testing, saying, oh, they'll stay in your homes when they kill Trump or remove him. This is all about training you for martial law.
Well, you know, they've sent 3 missiles in the past 8 months to try to kill him, you know, on airplanes.
There's just been incredible stuff happening, Tina. Thank you so much for holding. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Tim in Texas. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, Alex, your great callers before have taken so much time. I'm just trying to speed through mine real quick and let you get on with your great work. My first point, I got to challenge to all InfoWars people who put orders in, hit that $10 donate button. And then when you get down to the shipping, pay for the shipping. We can push InfoWars over the top and keep them doing their great work doing that. I challenge everybody.
Well, I got to say, we were going to have trouble staying on air this year, but everybody's come through and we're able to actually stay on air and you know, in the face of all these enemies. And I don't want to tempt fate, but the Supreme Court of Texas, of 5 of the fake lawsuits in Texas, before we ever went to the trial, before we ever go to the kangaroo stuff in Austin, 4 of the cases have been taken up on the merits, which usually means they overturn. So these Soros, Bloomberg, you know, funded deals, thanks to God, it's taking a lot of money to get to that point, too, is starting to come unglued. But go ahead.
Yeah, the other thing is when I get my orders in, you get those little thumb-sized stickers. I leave a trail of those everywhere I go, on the gas pumps, on the door when I go in the gas station, the elevator button. You know, ATM machines, the checkout machines, they're everywhere I've been.
Beautiful.
So that's another thing everybody can do with those little stickers that you send in, the little free stickers. My next point is just something to replace that farce policy with someone like Dr. Shiva. We need to focus on nutrition and natural healing like that. It makes a big difference. Since I learned about nutrition, I kid you not, I haven't had a cold or flu. I haven't suffered any of that since 2003. That's a long, pretty good long duration. It's all about nutrition. Okay, and then my last point, this is a warning to the globalists out there. We the people, we're activating. We're not only activating, but what I can feel is a spiritual awakening.
You know what? I feel it too. And because for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. So when evil comes in, instead of groveling in fear, go, God, I need your help. I love you. I love others. I want to be strong. Help me be strong. But see, God's about free will. As you have to open yourself up, and it's literally an energetic system, and it makes me feel absolutely the same. I'm very strong, but also very, very humble to feel God's presence. I mean, let's just feel God's presence. Just feel it. The left makes jokes about this. This is powerful. Right? You almost can't handle it. Oh my God. It's just amazing. Thank you, God. Oh, it's just incredible. God bless you, brother. I appreciate you. Man. I don't know how. As I get older, I just get stronger and stronger. I can just sit there and totally zone in and just, it's like then I just start seeing everything. But I'll be honest, I can't handle it. I know a lot of people run towards evil because they just can't handle how real it is to be plugged in to the big guy's presence. It's like, wow. Oh, let's go ahead and take some calls here. Nathan in Utah, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'm from northern Michigan. I'm a truck driver sitting in north of Salt Lake right now. Been sitting since Sunday. Stuff's breaking down so bad that I deliver food to distribution centers. I'm having trouble getting loads because of all this stuff going on. You know
what? Well, that's what I was told a month ago by truckers on the East Coast. I guess you're near the West Coast. Is they get there and nobody's loading the stuff off the docks or it's empty. Is that what you're saying?
No, like, I was able...
You mean people aren't even giving you jobs, or what's happening?
But it's just really hard to find any loads at all right now.
Well, you know, I got a friend who's a truck driver, and he called me this weekend, and he said, Alex, he goes, I'm talking to all the truckers. They said the loads are down by half. He said the roads are almost empty of 18-wheelers. That was really scaring him. What do you think's doing that?
I'm sitting here at a truck stop, and it's been packed since I've been here Sunday. I mean, just overpacked with trucks just sitting, hardly moving. All the roads I drive, I see very little trucks, you know.
If anybody needs a bailout, it's the truck drivers. That's essential. Boy, you talk about essential. And the railways can't do it. We're not built for that. And we keep closed much longer. We're going to be in a Great Depression, folks.
Oh, I know. I've been trying to tell everyone that, and personally, I'm ready for Trump to use his powers to,
use the military, and I'm pretty sure that most of America and would support Trump to go after all these Shy-com Tommy traitors in our government and globalists and just let's round them up.
Absolutely, Nathan. Got to jump. They're trying to put in a martial law to get rid of him, so they've already brought us there. He has to use it to get us out of it, and that's where we are. We're in martial law now, my friends. And the left's going to keep the city shut. Watch when Trump tries to open them. We're being held hostage. Ryan in New York, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good. Go ahead, sir.
All right, first-time caller here. I've been listening to you since back in about October. You know, love your products, all that stuff's great. Keeping my prayers always. Thank you for doing the show. So I was listening to you guys over the last week, and I heard something about the corona cases are actually being inflated by the common cold.
Oh, that's absolutely. I've got the articles right here. Most of the tests are false. It's actually for regular corona. And a lot of folks are, you know, sick and old and already are dying of the cold because they're already run down. They just call it dying of old age. And that's absolutely true, sir.
Right. It's separate from the COVID-19. Now, you see all these cities that are going around with smog is lessening and the pollution is lessening. Do you think maybe the weather change could also be affecting people, getting people sick because the weather is changing so drastically? And then,
well, you know, that's a good point. I go out, my allergies aren't as bad, and most of that is the particulate from all the cars. Like, I went out to a ranch far away from cars last week for a day, and I was out there in the middle of pollen. It wasn't burning my eyes and stuff. It's the particulate. And it is true that, you know, air pollution is a big cause of death. Some estimates are like 7 million people die a year from air pollution. You know, that exacerbates it. And so, you know, definitely a very interesting point.
You know, I know you were saying the 5G also has some effect on the body as well.
So. Oh, look up. All electromagnetic stuff lowers your immunity. And they're like, oh, 5G smartphones can cause cancer. Big Wireless doesn't want you to know. That's Wired Magazine 2 years ago with big studies. But now British 5G towers are being set on fire because of coronavirus conspiracy theories. They just want to say, oh, cell towers don't hurt you. CNBC, it's good for you. BS, BS. These things hurt us, and they're assaulting us with these damn things, and 5G is way worse than the other types. It's on record. And what do you expect people to do? Just sit there and take it? We're not taking it anymore, globalists. And you push much further, you know where your heads are going to be. Sorry, go ahead.
I love it. I love the energy, brother. I really do. And I love how you speak about God, too. That energy that he gives you, it's amazing. And you really...
I'd say it's not energy to roll over.
They got to feel it for themselves, and they can't. You can't describe it to anybody. You really can't. You know, it's amazing. We're all going through a lot of drastic changes. You say people are waking up. We got the weather's changing drastically around people. They're seeing the world in a different way. We got 5G rolling out. It's a lot of changes, man.
5G spies on you. It fries you. It's banned in countries like Israel that invented it. Now they're trying to lift the ban. And Switzerland's banning it. The rich people don't want it around them. It's bad for you. My wife and I, when we were in D.C., were like, why are we dizzy? Why are we dizzy? And I looked it up. That's what 5G does. We were right by a damn 5G tower on top of the hotel we were in on the top floor. It was like 5 feet through the roof on top of us. And I went and looked it up. That's what it does. Like, why are we sick? A 5G tower.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.